A Cape Breton Regional Municipality councillor is appealing to the provincial government for a mandate on the safe disposal of sharps. At their recent Committee of the Whole meeting, the CBRM heard a presentation from District 8 councillor Stephen McNeil and Regional Education Coordinator Rochelle Clark about how sharps are disposed of in Nova Scotia and the need to increase collection efforts. Since 2001, the province of Nova Scotia has had a voluntary safe sharps program in place that is operated by the Pharmacy Association of Nova Scotia. Pharmacies and the Canadian Diabetes Association Supply Center provide safe sharp containers free of charge to clients purchasing sharps for home use. Once filled, they accept the filled containers for free and provide a new one. However, McNeil and Clark say the program has changed over the years. Because the program is voluntary, they say producers and suppliers do not contribute to the program, leaving it underfunded. They also say while there has been a marked increase in recreational use sharps, most pharmacies only accept filled safe sharp containers from their clientele or customers. Clark talked about how the current model leaves critical gaps.
Some of the limitations could be one of the reasons why municipalities and regions across Nova Scotia are seeing an increase in unsafe disposal practices associated with used needles and sharps. These needles are showing up in garbage and in blue bags, and it's also common to find used needles right across Nova Scotia in public areas such as playgrounds, recreational facilities, school grounds, and other areas where our children are playing or actively involved in the community. So if you can think about how we recycle around here and through the rest of the province, we're sorting these materials by hand. Often these needles are hidden and you can't locate them. So every day they're encountering needles or they're sorting the materials and then they have to stop because they're coming across needles on the sort lines. Not only is our workers at the material recovery facilities encountering the needles, our garbage collectors and our blue bag collectors also face these unknowns. Every time they're out collecting materials, there is the risk of having needles show up in the blue bags or in the garbage.
McNeil and Clark presented data on sharps recovery and removal in the community. According to their data in Cape Breton, between September 2025 and February 2026, 41 needles showed up at the Bedeck Waste Management Facility, while 50 needles showed up at the Divert Bottle Exchange in the CBRM. Meanwhile, they say over 1,500 safe sharps containers were removed in the CBRM, with over 200 non-program containers, over 5,000 loose needles, and over 35 boxes filled with lancets. These sharps were collected at 9 safe sharp drop-off events held to assist with the proper disposal of sharps. McNeil spoke about the importance of holding the drop-offs.
These drop-offs are held to provide a way for people who have needles to properly dispose of them without encountering any barriers. Solid Waste will accept used needles in any way people want to bring them to us. No judgment, no questions, just a safe way to discard of needles. Resident community groups and businesses can drop off needles the third Wednesday of every month from 8 to 4 at the Waste Management Facility at Spar Road at no cost.
McNeil and Clark said producers of sharps need to be held accountable for the disposal methods of their products. They called for a letter to be sent to the provincial government asking them to establish a mandated extender producer responsibility program for safe sharps to hold producers accountable for the full life cycle of their product. Following the presentation, McNeil spoke to media about what he hopes comes from this work.
We're really hopeful that the province will hear us and implement an EPR program where we're charging producers, you know, a fee for what they produce to complete the total life cycle around. It's a huge problem, and not just in my community where you will find some hotspots where, you know, people are recreationally using, but it's also, as we mentioned, in the MRF facilities for our solid waste staff. They may grab a garbage bag off the, you know, the curb and accidentally prick themselves in the leg. And then there's a lot of fear for that, a lot of heartache for the workers. So we want to do everything we can to have the program properly funded, that we can actually start addressing the issue.
CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark says they've included work to improve safe sharps disposal in their budget and the issue came up frequently during budget discussions.
The existing programs are not working, and public safety is being compromised as a result of that, especially the concerns in public areas and parks and recreational facilities. That's why during the district budget meetings, this was brought up over and over. It was put in the budget because while it may not be a direct mandate in the municipality, it is a need, a necessity for us to respond, and no one provider has been able to keep up with it. So by having that in place, the extended producer responsibility initiative that Councillor Steve McNeil brought forward to say the province has a larger role to play, yes, they do, and that's a responsible thing to give us the extra resources, because right now those dollars are coming directly out of the bottom line of the municipality, is operating budget, but it has to be done. And other providers that are there in terms of any harm reduction or safe usage, the schedule's not meeting up with the demands that people are finding needles discarded. And the other thing we found that is, you know, in some ways alarming, is that rural areas are seeing it in ditches as much as we are in urban centers and core areas. So it is a CBRM-wide dilemma, and we've taken a responsible next step, and hopefully the province will join with us in addressing this across all users.
The full vote on sending correspondence to the province will take place at this afternoon's council meeting. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.